Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said that Republicans wouldn't allow Democrats to temporarily replace California Senator Dianne Feinstein on the Senate Judiciary Committee. McConnell argued Democrats only want a fill-in so they can achieve the majority vote needed to push through what McConnell called extreme or unqualified federal judges.
Senate Republicans will not take part in sidelining a temporary absent colleague off a committee just so Democrats can force through their very worst nominees.
Feinstein, who is 89 years old, has been absent from the Senate since February and has no timeline for her return. Despite McConnell's promise to block the move to replace Feinstein on the Judiciary Committee, Senate Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made the pitch anyway to temporarily replace Feinstein with Maryland's Ben Cardin.
Our colleague and friend has made her wish clear that another senator temporarily serve on the Judiciary Committee until she returns. I thank Senator Cardin for agreeing to step in. So today, I am acting not just as leader, but as Diane's friend in honoring her wishes until she returns to the Senate.
The ranking Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, quickly objected, saying he had voted for some of Biden's nominees, but was opposing the Democrats' proposed maneuver.
She's a dear friend, and we hope for her speedy recovery and return back to the Senate. With all due respect to my colleague, Senator Schumer, this is about a handful of judges that you can't get the votes for.
Silicon Valley Democrat Ro Khanna last week called on Feinstein to resign, saying it is unacceptable for her to miss votes to confirm judges who could be weighing in on abortion rights. Another member of the California delegation, Pete Aguilar, said Feinstein is a legend in California politics and a legend in the Senate, but that her vote will be needed as Congress tries to figure out how to raise the debt ceiling this year. The Nation magazine's national affairs correspondent, Jeet Heer, said there's a lot at stake.
We know that, you know, Trump really packed the courts with very right-wing judges, like the one in Texas who just tried to make the abortion pill illegal across the country. And the Democrats need to balance that. Even investigating Clarence Thomas, like, right, it was just reported that they, without Feinstein's vote, they won't be able to get subpoena power.
48 Hills publisher Tim Redman, who has followed Feinstein's career for decades, told KPFA he thinks she will do what she wants, when she wants, and will ignore political pressure. But Redman added that if Feinstein can't get back to the Capitol soon, she's not doing the job she was elected to do. Jeet Heer agrees.
You know, what we're seeing from the reporting is that even some of the people around the senator are saying she may never be able to return to Washington. Right. You know, and California is a state of, you know, 40 million people, which only has ridiculously two senators. So what does it mean for California to have one senator representing them until like 2024?
Even before Feinstein came down with shingles in February, she had exhibited signs of confusion and declining mental acuity. If Feinstein were to step down, California Governor Gavin Newsom would appoint a replacement to stand in until the next election. Jeet Heer of The Nation speculates Feinstein's office may be talking to Newsom about having a role in deciding who would serve as her interim replacement. As for McConnell's characterization of the stalled judicial nominees as extreme, Heer calls that description rich, noting McConnell's role in winning confirmation for Donald Trump's extremist judicial nominees, including the Texas judge who recently ruled to ban the abortion drug mifepristone. McConnell also shepherded through Trump's three Supreme Court nominees who formed the majority that overturned Roe v. Wade. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.